The Mishnah tells us in Yuma, Daf At Pei Beis, Amalav Ein Davar Omei Bifnei Pikuach Nefesh Chutz Mi Gimel Averis. The Mishnah says that if a pregnant woman smelled some food on Yom Kippur and developed a tremendous urge to eat, to the extent that her life was in danger, so it became a pikuach nefesh. So obviously she should be fed the food until a craving goes away. The Gemara in Pei Bei Amud Beis talks about feeding a food on Yom Kippur. First tell her, you know, it's Yom Kippur, before feeding, then give her a smaller size, etc. But the bottom line is, we know that for pikuach nefesh, one is permitted to eat on Yom Kippur, so if this pregnant woman has to eat, so then it's mutter. So the Gemara says, why is it mutter? Because we know it's pikuach nefesh, except for the big three, not to worship idols, murder, and avodah zarah, one has a mitzvah to give up the life. But barring the big three, pikuach nefesh, human life takes precedence. In fact, the Rambam writes that if one gives up his life when you're not obligated to, hareza mischayev benafsho. It's like you committed suicide. You're responsible for your own death. The Rambam makes it simple. If you're chayev, you have to. If it's not chayev, it's usur. Tosus, on the other hand, in Avodah Zarah of Zayin Amabez, and the Rush disagree with the Rambam. And they say, they quote different Gemaras that we see that even though cases one was not halakhically obligated to, nevertheless, in order to avoid sinning, doing something which the Torah says is usur, they still were willing to give up their life. So the Rambam says, you can't even mischayev benafsho. Tosafot what the Zorach of Zayin says it to go. You don't have to sin. And the Nuka Yosef agrees with the Rambam, but he makes an exception if it's to Gadol Hador, and it's going to be a tremendous impact. Like, that's what someone explained, how Srafchad, L'shem Shamayim, with the Makoshe Tzeitz, since he was running Gadol Hador, he wanted to tell people that Shabbos still applies. So, the Rambam says, Yom Yitzchayah B'Nafsho, Tosis and Chav Zayin, Amabez and Avodah Zarah says it's okay, you don't have to sin, and the Muki Yosef says, like the Rambam, but special exceptions like Tosfos that you can. So the Gemara, so the Vilna Gaon has the following question. The Gemara in Yavamas, Kuf Chav Dalet Amud Beis, talks about someone who was willing to give up their life, and a gentile ordered them to Machal Shabbos, and to cook some food, and he wasn't willing to, and he was killed. So Tosfos in Sanhedrin, Ayin Zayin, Ayin Zayin, I'm a B 74B, Diva Moscow. Kotol that Tosfos says this guy must obviously was an Ama Aretz, and he didn't know that one isn't obligated to give up his life. That one, he didn't know the basic halacha. You violate Shabbos to save a life. Better to violate one Shabbos than to keep many more. So that's what Tosfos points is. Then the Gaon asked, why was he in Am Haaretz? Maybe he was a chassid, a very pious person, but he was his machmer, like Tosfos and Avodah Zarah, of Zion Rebbe, that you're not obligated to give up your life. Even if it's not the big three, you never have to sin if you don't have to. You don't have to eat the tray. So the Vilna Gaon answers with quoting Rabbeinu Yerucham, that he explains, when does Tosfos hold that you're allowed to give up your life on not one of the big three, is only if one is permitted to give up, if it's a haviro al hadas, if he's doing it for you to violate the Torah. So then, by not sinning, you're making a kiddush Hashem, you're sanctifying God's name. But the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. In fact, the Gemara says, in Dalai Lama Bey's about if it's Gaviro Adas and it's in public, then you're obligated to give up your life. But Rabbeinu, so if it's in public, you're obligated. Rabbeinu Yeruchim's Kiddush is, even when it takes place privately, and there is no chiyuv to forfeit one's life, one still has an option refusing because you can make a Kiddush Hashem. But if a Jew, if a Gentile forces a Jew, well, I want that steak, I'm hungry, it's a barbecue, it's, there is, he's doing it for personal pleasure, and therefore it wouldn't be okay. Even Tosfos would agree. And therefore, Rabbeinu Yeruchim agrees with the Rambam that when there's no Kiddush Hashem involved, you're not allowed to do it. So too, there was an issue with the Rakanti. Someone, an ill person who requires medical treatment, Tosfos wouldn't say it's okay. That you have to say, you have to take it because there's no Kiddush Hashem here. The Rakanti, the case where they said if you don't eat, you're definitely going to die on Yom Kippur, but if you do eat, you probably will die, he didn't eat, and they did the wrong thing because there's no Kiddush Hashem here. So the Tosfos and Yavamas assume that the person who gave up his life for a Shabbos, even though it was for the person's benefit, he considered a Mama Aretz because he was unlearned, like Rabbeinu Yeruchim. So you have the Rambam, your Mischayev Benafsho. You have Tosfos and Amud Zara, your Mut, you don't have to do a sin. The Mukhe Yosef agrees with the Rambam, but says for Gedolei Hador it's different. And Rabbeinu Yeruchim agrees with the Rambam that only, he says, if there's a Kiddush Hashem involved, then one has the right to. But if there's no Kiddush Hashem, it's Ra'anas Atzmo, so then you have no right to give up your life. You only have a right to give up your life if by sinning you are making a Kiddush Hashem.